back to Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There is a Russian spy unit called the GRU. That is their intelligence unit. And our intelligence services have determined that they are the people behind the attacks on U.S. personnel around the world that are causing health issues. They call it Havana syndrome. It first occurred a few years ago. You may remember in Havana where we had people that were inexplicably sickened. Some of them had to retire with medical benefits and care. And it's not just nausea, but it is, you know, cerebral, mental problems, not in the sense of mental illness, but affecting their heads. And we took a look at it and it determined that this was directed energy, that I don't know if it's radio waves intensely just targeting somebody to make them sick, not to kill them, but to make them sick. This was directed to people at our embassy in Havana. Of course, the Russians are deep into supporting Cuba. They have access to Havana. And it was suspected that it was they, but not proven. Well, now, this has happened to our personnel around the world. It's happened in Europe. It's happened in Asia. It's happened to people in our embassies. It's happened to people in our intelligence agencies, including the CIA. Well, how do they know who's in the CIA? Well, it's very easy, and we know who's in the GRU, their group. It used to be the KGB. It's very simple. You have an embassy somewhere, and there are 25 staffers. At least one, probably more, is with the CIA. They all have titles that say something, good relations with host country, you know, that kind of thing. And it's not hard to figure out by process of elimination in their histories who seems like a newbie, we don't have much info on the guy, that's the guy. So what they do is, they do these directed energy attacks. Now, what do we do about that? You know, you can say, well, we should sit down with them and get them to stop. Yeah. If this were a rational country, you could do that. The Russian people are rational, but their leadership under Putin, just as we've shown that they were the ones that hacked the pipeline in our East Coast, are just slowly beefing up attacks on the United States that are covert and that don't involve military attack because they don't want the response from the United States. What do you do? Do we do directed energy attacks on their people? Do we escalate it? Well, here's the deal. They put bounties on our troops in Afghanistan. Then there was a press article about a week ago that said maybe they didn't. Well, take a look at the press article since then. The bank account that the money came out of for the Taliban was in Russia. Why was it in Russia? You think Putin didn't know about it? You think somebody said, well, we're going to do it? And he said, well, I don't think it's a good idea. And they said, F you, and they did it anyway. You think that really happened? You think they want to end up like Alexei Navalny? Russia is run by organized crime, and Putin is the head of it. So if they're willing to do that, slowly, bounties on our troops, directed energy, Havana syndrome attacks on our embassy personnel and intelligence services, hacking into SolarWinds, hacking into our elections, hacking into the pipeline, shutting it down, seeing what they can get away with, all to give the appearance in Russia of Putin taking on a foreign adversary to rally nationalist support for him and get people's minds off their failing economy and the repression was happening to Alexei Navalny, his principal opponent. You don't want to escalate it into a war. You want to do tit for tat? You want to close down one of their pipelines? Their pipelines are providing fuel to Ukraine. Believe it or not, even though they're invading Ukraine, they do provide it with natural gas. Germany has inked a tentative deal with them for pipeline into Europe. You don't want to shut any of that down. We oppose that pipeline with Germany, but this is Germany. It's our ally. We're not just going to shut that down. You shut down one of their grids, the power grids to one of their cities. They do it here. At what point does this escalate? It seems to me that we have got to increase the economic pressure, the financial pressure. U.S. banks essentially are the most important component of the world financial system. If there is a requirement imposed by law on U.S. banks, it effectively translates to banks in all major developing countries. And Russia is vulnerable because they desperately need capital. They desperately need bonds to be their bonds, to be recognized by Western banks. We've already shut down. We said this earlier in the show in the context of the pipeline shutdown. We have already prohibited our banks and thereby international banks starting June 1, a couple of weeks from now, to buy or hold any bonds denominated in rubles, which is their preferred way of doing it. Well, they'll find other ways around it, but there are ways of putting a lot more pressure on their ability to have their debt funded. I think we ratchet it up. And I think that we have direct talks between Tony Blinken, our Secretary of State, and then their foreign minister, and Sergey Lavrov, their former guy, is a real close intimate of Vladimir Putin. Maybe you have it with him and say, look, here's what you've done. And he starts to protest, don't give me that BS, listen to me. This is very serious. We want you to succeed. We also want you not to Havana syndrome, direct energy attacks on our people, put bounties on our troops, hack into our computers and shut down our pipelines. So here's what we're gonna do. Effective June 15, you are not going to find financing for your debt anywhere in the world, okay? And you want that lifted? Knock it off. Knock it off, and we will ratchet it up. I mean, at some point, you could freeze their assets. And they say, we'll freeze your assets, and you laugh. It's a good belly laugh. Oh, you really? You'll freeze our assets? What assets do you think we have in Russia that you can freeze? And they're chump change. They're folding money. They're nothing but a rounding error. That's what we're going to do. So this has got to be, you know, Biden's not going to give a speech like this, but I'm sure this is being discussed in the State Department. You cannot have them direct energy attack our people and give them Havana syndrome. You can't do it. You cannot let that persist. And that is persisting. One really strange little story out of North Korea, this Kim Jong-un. I mean, this guy is a sadist. He's the guy that tortured Otto Lambier, University of Virginia student. Well, he executed by firing squad a conductor of a concert that was meant to honor him. And he started to clap, and the conductor whispered to somebody, well, we could have done better. That wasn't as good as we could have done. Kim Jong-un stops it, hauls him out. 95 people gunned him down, and then he made the choir march by the body. This guy's a sadist. You know something? We're constrained at this point what we can do against him, but this guy has got to go. He's got to go. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.